Hi, I'm Brian Black, and this is Wildlife Matters, a wildlife education program presented by the Northwoods Wildlife Center in Minocqua, Wisconsin. This week, we're talking about babies. The spring season is important to all of us, even if this year it seems a little slow in getting here. But for many birds and animals, spring is perhaps the most important time of year. As migratory birds return to the nest and lay their eggs, as cubs emerge from their dens, and as mother deer have their fawns, the circle of life seems to move a lot faster during the spring season. But as humans, we're always moving fast, and at that I'm no saint. But wildlife, especially the babies, are not used to our modern pace. Whether we're in a rush to get some work done or we're just late for work, oftentimes the baby animals we see at the Northwoods Wildlife Center have been injured as a result of how fast we're moving through our lives. So I'd actually like you to think of spring as a time to slow down a little. Just like crossing the street, stop, look, and listen is good advice for taking in the natural world at any time of the year. When I was young, learning how to hunt, my dad called it still hunting, by slowly and quietly moving through the environment and often stopping it entirely. You're far less likely to scare wildlife away and far more likely to get a chance to see and hear some of our amazing Northwoods wildlife. And if you happen upon baby animals in the wild, or even in your yard, take a little time to observe them from a distance. In general, the less human interaction baby animals have, the better off they'll be. This is especially true with fawns. One of the most common calls the Northwoods Wildlife Center takes is about abandoned fawns. We love these calls because it's a chance to educate people about how mother deer takes care of her kids. A lone fawn is almost never abandoned or in danger. In fact, the mother often leaves in order to lead predators away from the baby. She tries to leave the fawn in a place that's safe from predators, and sometimes that's your backyard, or even next to a road. It seems counterintuitive, but left alone by us, that baby deer can be fine for up to 12 hours. Another common call is about baby birds having fallen out of the nest. Oftentimes, the birds that people find are fledglings, and it's perfectly normal for them to be leaving the nest, even though they might not look like they're already. Different species mature at different rates. However, if the nest is still intact and the birds are clearly newborns, no feathers, closed eyes, a little human interaction can help. If their nest isn't dangerously high in the air, you can carefully put baby birds back in the nest. Contrary to popular opinion, your scent will not deter parents from taking care of their babies. The maternal instinct is just as strong among wild animals as it is among us. It's time to talk about cats. I know you've probably heard this before, and I love my cats, and I want them to be happy, but they are incredibly efficient at killing birds, especially babies. One of the most important things you can do for birds and small animals is keep your cats indoors. It's not only better for the wildlife, but it's actually better for your cat as well. There are so many things we can do for baby animals just by taking a little time and having a little patience. An example is tree trimming and cutting. If you have trees that pose an immediate hazard, we get it and understand it probably has to come down. But if you can take some time to observe a tree, you might find that birds and animals are using it for nesting and shelter. Even dead trees provide important habitat for birds and animals that need cavities to shelter and raise their young. A lot of the baby squirrels we see at the Northwoods Wildlife Center come in from people that dropped a tree without realizing there was a nest in there. Same for birds. So if you have a tree that you know is being used by wildlife, think about waiting a little while before having it dropped. Sometimes animals make their nests in places where they shouldn't, like your attic or garage. And sometimes the only way to deal with them is to call an animal control specialist. But before you do that, you can try some things to make these critters not want to be there. Many mammal species actually have backup nesting locations, so it's okay to try and gently persuade them to move on. When it comes to dealing with baby raccoons, for instance, here are some fun tips that you can try. If you can, place a relatively loud radio near the nest. It doesn't have to be so loud that the whole neighborhood hears it, but you want to keep it on until the raccoons have had enough of your racket and move out. You can also try placing ammonia-soaked rags in close proximity to the nest. They like the smell less than we do and usually move to another location. The weather is actually starting to get pretty good, so pretty soon we're going to be wanting to break out the lawnmowers. this is another good time to slow down a little bit. Take a walk around your yard looking for bunny nests. They love long grass, and as a result, are commonly hit by lawnmowers. If the nest is in your way, you won't have to wait too long. Baby rabbits grow up quickly and leave the nest within 1 month of being born. Bunny nests are also commonly found by dogs, so try to keep your dog away from them until they're gone. And one more thing about bunnies, wild rabbits never make good pets, so don't even try. Once it's warm enough, turtles will start moving around to lay eggs. Make sure to watch out for them crossing our roads and highways. And of course, slow down for them. If you want to help them cross the road, carefully pick them up and put them on the side of the road toward which they were already heading. Snapping turtles are my favorite, and I keep a snow shovel in my car just for the purpose of helping them across the road. And remember that wild birds and animals that we share these great North Woods with are trying to take care of their families just like we are. So let's give them a little space and some extra time to be good parents. This has been Wildlife Matters. And if you have any questions or find an animal in need, give us a call at the North Woods Wildlife Center. Find us online or visit us on Facebook.